Bliss. This is the Beaumont Med Talks podcast. We've taken a little bit of a hiatus for a little while, but we are back. And today's episode, we're going to talk about measles. Recently, there's been an outbreak near and around the area of Texas, and it could affect our beneficiaries. So stay tuned as we bring together with you Major Lacey Mayle from the Army Public Health Nursing Office here at Fort Bliss. And we're going to talk a little bit about measles and everything you need to know. Stay with us.
It isn't always easy to make time for medical appointments. With My Military Health scheduled virtual visits, you can connect safely and securely with your healthcare team on your schedule. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or computer with a camera, speaker, and strong internet connection. Access high-quality healthcare on your terms, anytime, anywhere. Talk to your care team to see if a virtual video appointment is right for you.
Welcome back. We have Major Mayle here from Army Public Health Nursing, right?
Yes.
And we are here to talk today about measles and vaccination information.
Yeah.
So, Major Mayle, can you tell us what's going on, first of all,
sure,
with why is it important to bring up measles right now?
Okay. So, recently, there has been an outbreak that's been happening all over the country, but right now the biggest outbreak is in the Lubbock area and the counties that surround Lubbock. So there are right now, I think as of yesterday, March 4th, there are about 159 cases of measles that we know of in the state of Texas right now. None are in El Paso, but measles is really contagious and it's very easy to get, and it can also be very dangerous. So we just want to make sure that people know how to stay safe and how to prevent measles.
So what can they do?
So measles is really easy to prevent. It is 97% preventable with vaccination. So that's two doses that kids usually get when they are between 12 to 15 months old, and then also at 4 to 6 years old. It's safe to be given with any other vaccine. And because kids that are school age are usually more likely to get measles, that's the perfect time to get them vaccinated. So kids can also get vaccinated early when they are 6 months to 11 months old, when times of outbreaks. So times like right now when you are concerned about your child maybe getting measles, if they're still too young per the routine CDC schedule, they can go ahead and get vaccinated early between 6 and 11 months old and then get their routine vaccines. And if your child has already received their first dose because they're 12 months or older, but they're too young to receive that second dose, they can actually get their second dose of the series earlier, as long as it's been 4 weeks since their last dose.
So you're saying that if I have a young child already, they already got their first dose.
Right.
As long as it's been 4 weeks since
yes.
that dose, they can go ahead and get their second dose.
Right. Yes. And so they don't have to wait. So say they're 18 months old, they don't have to wait until they're 4 years old for that next dose. They can actually go ahead and get it early as long as it's been at least 4 weeks. That way they can get the full protection from the two doses. The two doses provides 97% protection against measles, whereas one dose is 93% effective. And then obviously no vaccine is, there is no effectiveness there.
So let's talk about what happens when you do get measles
yes.
or if a child gets
mm-hmm.
measles. What goes on with the body?
So there are lots of symptoms that come with measles, right? And so usually if someone has measles, if I have measles and I don't know that I have measles, but I also don't have a rash yet, I can spread measles 4 days before my rash occurs or up to 4 days after the rash occurs. It's also important to know that not everyone has a rash if they have measles, so it can be really hard to tell if somebody has measles. There are symptoms like high fever. They could have a cough. They could have a runny nose. There's the rash, obviously, and they could have really red, watery eyes. It looks like a lot of things, and really the telltale sign is the rash. But again, not everybody has a rash whenever they have measles. So it just is important that if you don't feel well, that you go to your doctor and you get checked out.
What if you're an older adult person who has had their measles
sure.
Vaccinations when they were a child, are they still at risk, or is this something that protects you for life?
Measles, the MMR vaccine, it does protect you for life. Some people may have waning immunity, and that can occur, that occurs naturally. And if you're concerned that maybe you're no longer considered immune, you can always go to your provider. You can ask them to run a titer to see if you are still considered immune or not. And then if you can't have the lab done, then you could always just ask for a booster dose of the vaccine. That is possible. And that the provider, depending on your environment, so say you're a healthcare worker or maybe you're a college student who lives in a dorm type setting, you may be considered more at high risk. So they may want to go ahead and give you a booster shot anyways.
So what age can you get a booster shot at? Is there a recommended age or anyone can get it?
Really, anybody could. If you're a child, you're considered covered. You don't need an extra dose. But if you're an adult and it's been a long time since you've had a vaccine, it doesn't hurt to ask
your provider.
Yes.
So currently here at Fort Bliss, yes. Are there any cases?
No, there are no cases right now. No.
Thank God.
Yes, for sure. Measles is really scary. If you have not been vaccinated and say you have measles and you're in the room with people with 10 other people who have also not been vaccinated, you could theoretically pass along the measles virus to 90% of the people that are in the room with you who are also not vaccinated. So that means that 9 out of 10 people that are in the room with you, they could all get measles because you have the virus. It is that communicable and it is that easy to spread.
So you can just by being near someone, you can catch it.
Yeah. So the measles bacteria, it lives in your, like in the infected mouth and throat and nasal mucus. And so if I breathe into a room, right, the measles particles can remain in the air for up to 2 hours. So even after I've been out of the room for the last 2 hours, the measles, it can stay in the room. So say I cough or I sneeze and I don't cover my mouth, and I get measles particles that are in the air that then settle onto like a hard surface. And then you're not vaccinated, but then you come along and you touch the table or whatever, and then you touch your mouth, nose, or your eyes, you could easily transmit the virus to yourself. And then that's how you could theoretically get sick. So measles is really, really contagious and it's really dangerous.
Wow. So, okay. So the important thing is for vaccination.
Yes.
And wash your hands.
Yeah.
Any other things besides those two that I just mentioned?
Yeah. So hand washing with soap and water for 20 seconds, using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer, wear a mask whenever you don't feel well. And then obviously if you don't feel well, then you should go to your provider and go ask and make sure you're okay. And then you could also wear a mask if you know you're going to be somewhere where there are a lot of people that are around you and you're not sure, or if you know you're going to be around somebody who's sick, just to make sure that you're safe. And then also just to help prevent the spread. And vaccination is just the number one way to prevent measles. So if by me being vaccinated and me being in the room with those 10 other people, that means that no one else will get sick because I have the measles, because I have protected my community. And so that's what we call herd immunity, and helps to protect people who are not able to be vaccinated. So if they're too young, so like the baby that's 3 months old versus the person who maybe has cancer and is on those medications that can suppress their immune system, which makes it easier for them to get sick. So the more people that are vaccinated, the more people who are protected. It also protects our entire community to help them from getting sick, because it'll be much harder for them to fight that virus because they don't have the vaccine or the immune system that's fully healthy to be able to fight that virus if they were to come in contact.
So what's the treatment for someone who does have measles if they get it?
So they may be hospitalized. So if someone is very sick with measles, it just depends on the patient. They may be able to go home and just monitor. But if they are, maybe they're a child who's very ill, they could be really dehydrated. They could have a really high fever. And so they may need extra care in a hospital, which could be like IV medication. It could be IV hydration if they're really dehydrated, because a high fever could dehydrate someone. And if it's a child, they are much more at risk for dehydration than, say, an adult.
So there's no medications for measles at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, wow. So it's either if you get it, you're unvaccinated, just a hope and a prayer. And
yeah. Yes.
Make sure.
Yeah. That's why we really want to make sure everyone is vaccinated, because it really is. It is the best way to prevent an illness that is preventable with vaccines, and just to make sure that we are as healthy as possible for ourselves and then also for our community.
If somebody suspects that they have measles or they obviously are sick, and what can they do?
I would recommend that they call the appointment line to talk to their provider. And then the provider or the nurse will call the patient back. They'll be able to get a history and decide what they should do from there. Only because we don't want you to go straight to the ER in case you are a confirmed contact or we are suspicious of measles, because we want to make sure that the rest of the patients that are in the ER or that are in the clinic are also safe. That way we can prep for an arrival of for your arrival if you do come in to the ER or to the clinic.
Correct. So anything else you want to add that I may not have asked you, I think, and maybe it's important for the community to know about this measles outbreak?
I think that the most important thing to know is that measles is preventable with vaccines. And again, if you're in a room with someone who has measles, but you are not vaccinated, you're very likely to come away from that encounter with measles. And so we want to make sure that you and your family and the community is protected. And so if you are not sure of your vaccination status, or you just want to make sure that you have been vaccinated, that you're still immune to measles, the easiest thing to do is to call your provider to go ahead and get your vaccine, to get your children vaccinated, because measles is very dangerous. It can unfortunately lead to harmful lifelong illnesses for children if they get measles. It could also unfortunately lead to death. So we want to make sure that we prevent that as much as possible. And the best way to do that is through vaccination.
Well, you heard it here first there, folks, with Major Mail from Fort Bliss Army Public Health Nurse, and we will be back after this.
The TRICARE online patient portal will be decommissioned on April 1. Don't wait. Download your legacy electronic health records now. Just log in to the TOL patient portal, click the blue health record button on the homepage, then click Download My Data. Your providers will still be able to view your electronic health records to provide care, and records can always be requested in person at your military hospital or clinic. For more information, visit TRICAREonline.com.
So we just spoke to Major Lacey Mayle. She's from the Army Public Health Nursing Office here on Fort Bliss, an expert in her field, and everything that she talked about is very important for our beneficiaries to know. One thing we did not mention that we would like to mention now is that measles symptoms appear 7 to 14 days after contact with the virus. So if you and your family are concerned, call your primary care manager. You can reach them through the MHS Genesis patient portal. Send them a message, or you can contact them through the appointment line here on Fort Bliss. And that is all for this episode. We're going to talk to you again for the next episode. Hopefully we keep this going and not go on a hiatus like we did before. As always, keep it safe, keep it healthy.